Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hello out there in Radio Land. This is Casual Saint. I am your host, Mike Austin. I make it a point to interview the most interesting and amazing and joyful and loving people I can connect with on the planet. And today my guest is Mr. Jarrett Williams, whom Lyle and I happened to meet, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, in 2017 in Egypt, of all places. Jarrett's a very chill character, a very calm presence, not reactive, which is unusual, because a lot of people are reactive. And he thinks about things before he says them, and that's part of what I love about him. But Jarrett has some hidden skills, hidden to the rest of the world, if you will, until he starts to talk about them. And the more I got to know him, the more I enjoyed him. So he has a new website, which Jarrett's going to tell us now.
SoberMedicineJourneys.com.
Which is very cool. SoberMedicineJourneys.com. Go visit it and think about talking to this guy. He does services, and we'll talk about those during the show. Welcome to the show, my friend. Why don't you give us a 90-second bio about yourself in the artist's own words?
Oh, that's challenging.
It's okay. You can do it.
Let's see. I'm a guy who does some stuff, and people tend to enjoy it. And other than that, what might be relevant is when I was 15, I was vaccine injured and died and came back and had type 1 diabetes. So I've been managing that for 25 years. That was about this time of 9/11 as well, and that really opened up questioning the deeper reality of what is happening, and that rabbit hole has been never-ending and had many turns, particularly as a professional musician about 10 years in, being curious as how do we make healing music. And that was a deep rabbit hole of the difference between sound and music and frequency and how all that works with mathematics and consciousness. And I've really been down that rabbit hole and experiencing lots of things that people may consider strange. And if I was to hear me talk about it and not have experienced it, I would agree.
Okay, so every time I talk to you, I find out something else. You died. What does that mean, man?
My body got to a point of complete shutdown after probably 9 months to a year of eating itself. My organs were going into failure, and I literally couldn't walk 6 feet without being completely fatigued. I remember that evening my dad was at work and I was on the couch, and I basically was like, okay, God, if you've got a reason for me to be here, then keep me. Otherwise, like, let's get out of here. The pain was just overwhelming. And then several hours later, my dad came home from work and I told him I got to go to the emergency room. And he was like, what, you can't wait till Wednesday when we have the appointment? And I was like, no, I got to go now. And basically from that point on, I don't remember anything. The next thing I know, I woke up in a hospital room in Cleveland, which was about an hour drive. I guess I was helicoptered there. And I didn't think much of it until later data came around how certain souls actually die, and then you go up and you can choose to come back. And when I heard that, I was like, oh, maybe I didn't actually make it. And so that really resonated, and it also kind of fit the understanding I know of, like, who I am and, like, my skills and abilities to sense reality. And, yeah, I, for lack of better words, am a shaman. And all that really means is I'm probably 60% in spirit world and 40% in human form. And so my ability to decode certain things is highly at present.
Present people, practice. So when you say vaccine injured, what was the vaccine? Do you remember?
Hepatitis C.
Okay.
And what's funny, a friend of mine later in life at the same time had the same vaccine and had the same effect.
Did they happen to live near you?
No.
Okay. So there's a rabbit hole I hadn't even heard you talk about. If you might be picking up people, Garrett is very low affect. He doesn't wave his hands. He doesn't talk loudly generally. He is very calm, and I find that is one characteristic of most people that have NDEs. Now, the way you just said it, he had an NDE. Okay, it's like, wait, what? And I didn't know this when I first met him. I remember his face. My memory for faces is very good, and he's thoughtful. So that, for me, puts your experiences in a whole different category. Okay. Until you said the word shaman, I was going to call you a mystic. Okay. Because I watch your wheels turn in your head and go, yeah, he's thinking about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a very good musician. And there's a lot more to it than that. How many instruments do you play, man?
I make sound out of anything I can bang on. So I don't know if there's a number. I'm most proficient at manipulating the guitar to create different sounds. I tend to play like the bass, the rhythm, lead, and percussion simultaneously on the instrument. Native American flute is something I've been really diving into over the last few years and tapping into my heritage and allowing that to come through. But I can play bass, piano, pretty much anything with strings, woodwinds and didgeridoos, where you have to manipulate your breath and those noises are not very pleasant, but everything else I can pretty much fake it pretty well.
Very cool. So thank you for telling us that. I'm sure this is going to come up again in some way, shape, or form as we're talking. Now let's go to my favorite question. Well, one of my favorite questions. What's new and exciting for you these days? What floats your boat, man?
Right now, the launching of the website was really huge because it's coming out in a full fashion of things that were only available to friends and trusted people, and showing certain aspects of oneself, which I know you can relate to. And it's like, okay, let's offer this to all people, and it's the first time I've ever had offerings that are available online. Everything's always been in person, and so that's really exciting. Medicine flute songs in particular, where I channel through from the other person's higher self through my higher self and let that energy come through the flute, and the feedback that people have been experiencing is like, wow.
Great feeling, huh?
Yeah, and everything we've been doing and I've been doing in this new chapter is like, it's not me. You know, as a professional musician for so long, it was my art and performance, trying to show this to somebody by my doingness and my intellect. And, you know, this is a really different way of being where I'm just, my job has been to hone this radio to its totality, and now the frequency that's coming through and what's happening for people is not me doing it, and to witness the transformation and the feedback that is happening of how it's changing people's lives is really like mind blowing. It's every session I sit down with somebody, it's like, it's life changing.
And you're always surprised, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's one of the joys of it, is particularly like with sound therapy, and vocal toning, which I've been doing for 15 years. I kind of fell into it, and like the fool card, there's like a joyful ignorance. And so the short story is, one day I was like, oh, I want to figure out how to make healing music. And it came down to, well, sound plus frequency equals effect. And so I started this practice of vocal toning every day. And one day after a session, I was sitting there and I was like, all right, higher self, what do you want me to do? And it was like, give sound therapy sessions. And I'm like, what? Like, I have no idea what I'm doing. What are you talking about?
Like, yeah, how is that? I can relate to that.
and then my intuition goes on repeat. And it's like, give sound therapy sessions. Give sound therapy sessions. Give sound therapy sessions. All right, I will relent. And so I put out an email to some friends, and somebody came, and basically I just, you know, followed my intuition and made weird noises for, you know, an hour. And then I'm like, okay, how was that for you? And they were like, oh my God, that was amazing. This happened and that happened and this happened. And I'm like, really?
As you can tell, listeners out there in Radio Land, he's very self-effacing, okay? Which is a good thing, because you really got something. We got somebody like that, because they deliver the results now. Here's what we got. What do you think? Okay, so when did you know what you'd be doing? What range? And has it changed since the first time you noticed it?
I still don't know what I'm doing. That's kind of... The joy of it, and I think one of my soul's like tricks in my benefit of, like, if I knew what was happening, I think my mental body would get engaged, and then it would like corrupt the whole system.
Yes.
Where I'm just showing up in faith and allowing whatever wants to flow through, and it's like, you know, like when I do the flute, like I'm not playing a song, it's just like riding a wave of consciousness. And so I'm doing that with the sound work, and even when I'm sitting with people facilitating, it's like a listening and then allowing it to happen through me. And yeah, I still to this day will do a sound session for somebody and have no, the human's a very limited instrument, so it's kind of like working frequency like the dog whistle, just because I don't hear it, and I would say there's nothing happening if I was using my limited senses. Like the response of people, especially people that have like MS or cancer, like the effects that and the feedback is just like, it's a miracle. And it's like, I have no idea what's happening, because I'm just showing up and making weird noise and allowing it to happen through me. And then people, like one lady with MS, like this was early on, after the session, I didn't know she had MS. And after the session, she's like, oh my God, this is the first time in 10 years I haven't felt pain. This is better than any drug, any therapy. Like, it is a miracle. And I'm just like, okay.
All you got to do is say thank you.
Right? Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm very glad I asked to talk to you. I was getting similar nudges about intuition. I'm going, this guy doesn't talk much about himself. Why is that? And you're a member of the monthly Soul Writer Dream Circle, which is a lot of fun. And when you said we are doing stuff, does your lovely partner, Nicole, figure into that?
For sure. We're definitely a team. Her main gift in the sober medicine journeys when it's a group is really holding that feminine archetype space, and she does it amazingly. And it's one of those things where she's not seen as like the person talking or doing this stuff often, but like the totality that she's holding helps create that container where the flow can really come through and be potent. She also shares a heart coherence meditation during the beginning of the sober medicine journeys while I'm playing the Native American flute. So she's a vital part of the team in those regards. And then we also have a music project called the Water and Stone Experience. And she's an amazing singer, songwriter, and our energies and particularly our voices go together so well that they're very opposite but very complementary, and it's really a blessing to see what's emerging through us. And you know, music during the late 60s and early 70s had a uniqueness about it where, you know, you'd never heard something that sounded like Pink Floyd or Led Zeppelin or, you know, so many great bands. It was like, oh, that's new, Jimi Hendrix, you know. And so I feel like we're really tapping into that field where we're creating something that's new and exciting and doesn't sound like other things. And we're also doing something where it's not so much the music, but the frequency and the intention that's coming through. And it's kind of like tapping into whatever the Grateful Dead were tapping into, where it's literally like consciousness coming through, similar to the sound, where it's like the intention has its own gravity that is embedding in the sound of the songs, and it's creating a much deeper resonant experience for people than like, oh, that's a really nice like song that's gone through the computer and been quantized and like has no life, but it sounds perfect. And it's like getting back to like soul music where like, you know, you didn't care that Bob Dylan's voice sounded like crap.
I was one of the few who did.
But like, yeah, the soul coming through and the imperfections and how like the imperfections are really the medicine. And the, you know, it's like the Buddhist will create a mandala, and then the last thread they'll like purposely do quote unquote wrong because that's how you put perfection into the reality that was birthed.
Yes. When you're talking about the 60s and 70s, Jesse Colin Young's song came to mind, and there were so many different sounds coming out, and they were aiming to be their own voice after, you know, 15 or so years of changes. And that was a very fertile time in music, and not just Pink Floyd and others. And I know nothing about the Dead's catalog. I know exactly one of their songs, Terrapin Station. I love that song. That's far as my understanding of their catalog goes. So you heal people with sound is what I'm hearing you saying, right?
I would say I guide people so that they can heal with sound. So two things really happen is when I'm doing the vocal toning, I'm actually tapping into their higher self, which is coming through me. So it's not like I'm doing it. I'm just the radio where that frequency is coming through. But more what we're doing is everybody's sitting and we are as a collective coming into coherence, usually by drinking these old tree Pu'ars from 150 to summer. I have one that's a 1600-year-old tree. And that helps to create coherence, as well as piggybacking on Nicole doing the heart meditation and the words that are coming through me, which seem to be kind of like a guided meditation at times before going into us as a collective, connecting into our higher selves and becoming a radio for the divine. And just allowing those frequencies to come through us in each of our voices. And that's what's creating the effect. And it's really an old technology. You know,
that's smoking like an authentic healer, because when I do my own kind of work, when I listen to the best healers do their own kind of work, it's not about them. It's about what they see and what they notice, and they point it out to the client. It's like, okay, here's the thing. You can take it or leave it. And the best kind of sessions come from that. And most of the time, I don't remember anything about what I did. And sometimes I'll have a transcript going. And that's okay. And when you disconnect yourself from them, and it's not about you, it's about them, then everything changes in their direction. It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. And also removing expectation and judgment. I find that to be really, both in my private practice and when working with people, is like, yeah, there's capabilities for miracles to happen here, and you might not notice anything, because once again, it's like the dog whistle. Just because something happened doesn't mean you're attuned enough or could even in the limited instrument of human sense what that thing is. And so it...
You mean as the healing facilitator, you might not notice anything. Is that what you're saying?
And the person, you know?
Well, like, that might be true. And I also find if you give them time to percolate on it, one of my clients said to me last week, I have to metabolize this. Mm-hmm. And they were blown away. I'm like, okay, good. And after thinking about it, they came up with better results than I would have. And that's what I want.
This is Mike Austin. I'm your host for Casual Saints. I'm talking with the amazing Jarrett Williams of Sober Medicine Journeys. And if you'll stick around for a brief break, we'll be back in just a few minutes. And thank you very much.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints. When his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints. When his soul was set ablaze.
This is Mike Austin. This is my show, Casual Saints. Now back to my wonderful conversation with Sober Medicine Journey healer, Jarrett Williams. Thank you.
I give him pointers. Like, here's what I see. I'll point it out to you. And my favorite kind of session is when they give themselves pointers. You know, let's go here and see, tell me what you feel and what you see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like with facilitation, it's really about being a guide. Like, you know, I've been in a group called the Mankind Project for about 15 years. And that was one of the main things is like, as a facilitator, it's not like, oh, I see these three paths. Let's go down this path. It's like, what do you think would be good? And it's really like you're a step behind. And that's where the magic really happens. 'Cause I find if I or someone else finds the answer for themselves, there's a potency in that, even if I as the guide knew that that was probably where we were going many, many, many steps ago.
Yeah.
Like, if I was to just give it to them, then it's like there's less of a potency there.
Yeah. Around X number of years ago, maybe 15 or 18, I attended a couple of other meetings in Santa Monica, and I liked them. I was very impressed about it, but I wasn't ready for them. And I don't think they would have been ready for me, but I don't know. I never tried it out. So they are a very, put it in your words, potent organization, very effective.
Nice.
Okay. I am inclined to take you up on your offer of channeling something, if you will, but not just yet. Let's give it a few minutes here, so to speak.
Sure.
And I want to ask you one of my other favorite questions. How do you play? How do you have fun? What sets your soul ablaze? What moves you to joy? Pretty please.
I think the deeper truth is really when I can sit in that field and allow the word, the energy, consciousness, the divine to come through, and, you know, as an artist witnessing that. So either directly through music, because it's like when I pick up an instrument, I'm not, well, if I'm in the field of exploring, it's not like I'm trying. It's just like, okay, let's see what we stumble into, and allowing that to flow. And, you know, in particular, when it's jamming with people that are also attuned, watching that like call and response, and how two or three people are in this flow of energy and listening, and like, you know, the magic that happens, particularly, it's like dancing where you don't know where you're going or how you're getting there, but you're just kind of feeling it. And then, like, you know, like, especially with music, it's like when everybody just stops or changes the tempo or change, it's just like this telepathic,
yes,
vibrational dance that's happening. And either if that's just coming through me by myself or with other people, and for the vocal toning too, is really that same thing where tapping in, especially with a group, and watching how we're all doing that and what emerges. And it's not about the sound that happens. It's like the after effect and the feeling of like moving, like something, you know, consciousness is moving frequency through us. And like, what are the ripple effects in the collective? And that is.
So, examples come to mind for me. I'm sure people listening will think of their examples. When you're transported to a concert, that's what you want. Okay. And the musicians that do that, I practice at it. That's the way you do it, practice at it. So two examples came to mind. One is from long ago when I was down in Southern California. I watched Ravi Shankar in person. Now, his music wasn't my kind of thing, but I'm like, this guy's transported. He's just going all over the place. And it's deep practice over many lifetimes. He's got mad skills. And he holds people in trance. The other one that comes to mind is Jean-Luc Ponty. And his music, he just does it for me. He's amazing. Mm-hmm. And the time I saw him, he had this guy named Mads Tolling and somebody else whose name I don't remember right now. Gabe. I liked Gabe's style better, but I don't remember his name. And they performed together in San Francisco. So you want that experience where you're sent beyond time and space. You want this. Okay. So you're describing a perfect role for yourself. So you're saying that's how you play and that's how you chill. So if you had to name one or two of your heroes or heroines, who would you say they are?
I was thinking about this. The two that came up would be my dad. Mostly because of his brilliance of like, similar that I carry of like having the medicine and like planting seeds and not being attached to anybody ever planting them. So a lot of what my dad as a child would say and like the lessons he gave me, I didn't even know he was giving me, and I kind of thought were BS.
But he knew about them, right?
Oh yeah.
That's
many,
cool.
Many years later, like, they settle, and, you know, he's been passed for many years now, so even still, like, being like, wow, that guy was a genius, like, and I had no idea, but, like, his humbleness and, you know, coming from the horrendous upbringing that he did, the love he still carried and gave to me and my brother, you know, I'm very grateful for, and now that being able to be passed to my son Gio and holding that space for him is a huge blessing, and I can really see the
that's spectacular. I don't know if too many people would say that about their father. Okay, you're one of the few. So does anybody else come to mind?
The other one was Michael Hedges. And if you're not familiar with Michael, he is a singer-songwriter. He used the guitar mostly to manipulate his sounds, and he sparked a whole new genre of, like, for me, when I was 19, there was a library nearby, and I would always go, and they had, like, CDs, so I'm always, like, trying new music. Like, it's an insatiable, like, I'm like a treasure hunter. That's one of my like, fun things in life. Even with tea, it's like that. I have hundreds and hundreds of teas. But I got this album, and it was guitar solos, and I was like, all right, I'll check it out. And I listened to it, and I'm like, you know, these three guys, it's all right. It's not really my vibe. About a week later, I got a DVD and I popped it in, and all of a sudden, those three guys are one guy. And it blew my
But three guys meaning he was playing all the parts?
Yeah, simultaneously.
That is Jarrett Williams. I'm Mike Austin. This is my show, Casual Saints. We'll be right back after a short station break. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto parts warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains. Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto parts warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on auto parts warehouse.
Everybody go! Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
I'm Mike Austin. This is my show, Casual Saints. Now back to my wonderful show with Jarrett Williams, Sober Medicine Journey's sound healer. Thank you.
So it sounded like there was a percussionist, a bass player, and a guitar player playing, and it was all him. And to see it happening in real time on the video, and like it blew open the pot. Like, nothing is impossible. Like, there's no box unless you put yourself in that box. So that, I didn't try to mimic him directly, even though there is clearly some influence. It was more that construct of, like, I can do anything on this. And, like, then I explored for many, many years of, like, hitting the guitar and playing over the top and, like, doing things that are not standard and trying to stretch what is possible. And, you know, now 25 years later or 20 years later since I saw Michael play, it's like I developed my own voice where, yes, there's elements of the playing style there, but he was really about, he was making music. He wasn't playing the guitar.
Yes.
And that doesn't have to be so, like, amazing looking, even though at times it is. It's more of, like, that feeling that he was able to grab with his knowledge. And yeah, it's just that he's definitely a huge hero of mine.
Okay, let's switch gears. And for the last section we talk about, I got to set up the story first briefly because it's very unusual, but then I want to ask you a question about it.
Great.
So there is a place called the Western Gate, which is in Point Conception, California. It is an ancient, as in 20,000, 30,000 years or even older, Chumash ceremonial site, and I've known about it for a long time. It is the place where the Chumash send their dead souls after they cross over, and it's written by many of the tribes across the continent. The other tribes do the same thing. They say, oh, send it over the Western Gate. They'll cross there. Even Graham Hancock hints at this in one of his books. Now, I've known about this for a long time. There's a book called December's Child. I don't remember the name of the author. I read a long time ago. So I have an inexorable attraction for that area. It's very hard to get to. It's guarded. You know, you can get there by boat launch, okay? And I was advising an acquaintance who is one of my fellow sister students, if you will, because her husband just crossed over unexpectedly. I said, look, he's got the option to visit the Western Gate. Now, in the Chumash language, Western Gate is called Humkak. I don't know how you pronounce it correctly, but it's H-U-M-Q-A-Q. It means the raven comes. Okay? Mm. Now, I have lots of, one would say, relationships with animals myself, ox, snakes, all kinds of animals. I've been around animals a lot. And a good friend of mine, a longtime childhood friend, founded a company that helps scare ravens away and keep them alive from baby tortoises, Archer Labs. Okay? So I'm thinking about all this, and several days ago, Lyle and I wondered what to do for Thanksgiving, because we're not in an area with a lot of people, and that, I thought, was going to be the way it was going to be. So when I go out, I don't talk to people much. I go, well, I'm just keeping to myself, because I have stories that I don't know what they're going to think about it, right? So we walk into this restaurant. Our food is supposed to be ready at 2. We've been the first customers. And they said, we're not ready yet. Come back at 3. So we come back at 3. The food's ready. And they had smoked some turkey. It was great. And then, as we're walking in, there's a woman sitting there, an older woman, by herself. There's a bar with a few people, and the rest of the restaurant's not really, you know, zoomed up yet. I said to her, out of the blue, so would you like some company? She's surprised. She went, yeah. We sit down and talk for a while. And she is a white woman. She's very smart. She has, I think, 3 or 4 children's books she wrote. She's got another one in progress. She does art, which she sells up in Alaska in Haines, the town where my friend that founded the company, Hartshell Labs, lives half the year. And we looked at her art on the phone. It's like amazing. And then she said, oh, yeah, in 1991, I gave up my old name, which doesn't matter now. I adopted the name Raven in the Lakota Sioux ceremony. I said, oh, isn't that interesting? Now, we're in an area where there's no Aboriginal people, except for maybe Yaqui Indians and people like that. And they're not, you know, north of here. And she lives here half the year and then goes to Alaska the other half of the year. And I said, oh, yeah, in Late 1970s, I interviewed this guy named Archie Firelamb Deer, who was a medicine man, Lakota Sioux medicine man. His dad was John Firelamb Deer. Never met him. So I read about Archie, and I talked about it for our college newspaper. And she was blown away, and I was blown away too. I'm going, wait, what? I wasn't thinking about really going out. And here we had Thanksgiving dinner with her. So I now use that as an example for myself and say, wait, Mike, don't be such an intellectual. Don't be thinking about this too much. Just go with it. And even Lila's surprised. So we're talking with Raven. And about 4 years ago, I watched and helped a Richard Hawk crossover. I watched him exit his body. I can see fields. And she goes immediately, oh, yeah, Hawk medicine. Went, what? I've never thought about that. So if I were to ask your oracle, why did that whole series of events happen? What would your oracle say? Pretty please.
Yeah, so before I answer the question, just to be clear, all I'm doing is tapping into higher consciousness and allowing that radio signal to come through this radio.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, let me tap in. Can you ask the question one more time?
Yes. Why did that whole series of events happen well beyond my control, in which I was complicit and we meet Raven? It was amazing. And we might talk again, we might not. That's what I'm curious about.
Mm-hmm. Each encounter is an opportunity for the oneness to experience itself. I think a deeper question could be, what was the sense of joy that you experienced? And can you imagine that same sense of joy for her? And so, why would it be confusing that consciousness would wish to experience joy with itself? Is that not the point of this experiment? Some have thought so. And it's one of many. The deeper ponderance is, how did you trust your intuition to illuminate those next steps, even if they were uncomfortable? And can you see how, through those steps, connection and joy were had?
That is Sober Medicine Journey facilitator Jarrett Williams. I'm Mike Austin. This is Casual Saints. We'll be right back. Thank you.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
Love with Food delivers healthy, natural, organic, or gluten-free snacks every month right to your door. Whether you want a home or business box, Love with Food has got you covered. Membership starts at $9.99 a month. Imagine junk-free food delivered every month. And the best thing is that for every box you buy, Love with Food donates to food banks in America. To find out more, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click the Love with Food banner. And do it right now.
Get high-quality glasses, sunglasses, and prescription lenses at eyeglasses.com. Choose from over 250,000 items and 400 brands. Already have frames? Get replacement lenses. It's easy. Go to our advertiser page and click eyeglasses.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Hi, I'm Mike Austin. This is my Casual Saints show. Now back to my wonderful conversation with Jarrett Williams of Sober Medicine Journeys. Thank you.
What if this was your guiding light, your beacon, your intuition, trusting yourself in all moments, regardless of how ridiculous that next step might look? Can we trust? Can we be who we truly are? That is the question we pose to you. Thank you for your question.
Oh, I like all that. It's mildly nervous laughter, because when the sequence unfolded, by the time we sat down with him, going, wait, this is happening. Okay, we had a great time, and it was so much fun. I expected to go over there and just eat food and leave, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And most of the rest of the patrons in the bar are all tuned into what's on the TV, and I went, no, I don't want that. I don't even drink, right? It's like, you know, me and alcohol don't get along, so I just don't drink it. So, and the other curious thing about it was that we were supposed to be there at 2. They weren't ready, and her reservation was for 3, and that's when we came back.
Yeah, perfect timing, right? And I imagine not what you preferred. Which is the other real thing that I've been uncovering is, like, if we get out of the way of our preferences and accept the totality of the divine and its perfection, like, what unfolds? Because you could have easily gone into a field of, like, well, F this place, and I was hungry 2 hours ago, and, like, what vibration would you have been holding at that point? And it's like, would you have even noticed that lady?
Or no, it would have been schmuck consciousness.
Yeah. And so that's where, as a collective, we're really moving into this new way of being, of trusting our intuition and letting go of preference of, like, well, I think that it should look like this. And so we're ordering from a limited menu versus, like, being open to, well, whatever wants to happen, and then, like, what's possible then? And I have a great story about this, actually. I've been wanting a piano for many, many years. And we're part of this free group. And long story short, I was able to secure an upright piano. And then by the time I really sat with it, I was like, oh, there's no way this is fitting through the door to this house. I was like, oh, man. And I was bummed. But then it set me on a new path of, like, okay, well, I feel juiced to, like, see what kind of options are out there in the market for, like, a compact, like, full-keyed, maybe electric piano. And I researched, and I was thinking, my budget might be $300 to $500, like, you know, maybe looking up to the $800 range, blah, 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 you know, until I was done with that process and, like, okay, I'm pretty educated. And then was like, well, I don't have money for that right now. So if a piano wants to come into my life, it shall. And then about 3 weeks later, the day before my birthday, I get this random message. This lady's like, hey, I'm part of the free group. I gave you a flute a while back. And my friend has this amazing electric piano that was her son's. And she just wants it out of the garage. And you were the first person I thought of. Do you want this electric piano? And I was like, yeah. I'm going to find out. It's a Roland, and it's the best, most compact piano that is made. And it's like, so by me letting go of my preference of, like, oh, it's going to be this brand and this thing and that thing, I was able to then just let it go and be like, well, if it wants to happen, it will. And so the universe is like, well, we were looking at those, but how about the best one that exists? Is that good for you?
Okay. So please tell people again your website and tell them what you would like to do for them and try and do it in around 2 minutes.
Great.
Pretty please.
Yeah. So SoberMedicineJourneys.com. A couple of the awesome things that are available. One is called Ask the Oracle. So you can ask any question. It's a $5 to $150 donation. You hit the button, sends to me, and very similar to what Mike just got, I send a recording back of a channeled answer from the universe. So that's exciting. The other thing is psychedelic integration. So anybody that's having, or even dreams, to be honest, are having these experiences where they're not sure how to integrate them or what they really mean, I'm able to sit with you and we can go into the field and decode those things and get you some clarity and ways to integrate that into your everyday life. Lastly, the medicine flute songs. I have been really impactful for regulating nervous systems and just bringing people back into a state of peace, which in these times can be, you know, very amazing medicine. And yeah, you get a recording, you can listen to it anytime you like. Some people listen to it many times a day. We have a friend, Diane, who's really, it's impacted her life in big ways, and it's amazing to help facilitate that. Yeah, and if you're in the Boulder area, we do events. They're called Sober Medicine Journeys, and we also travel. So if you want to book a private sober medicine journey for yourself or friends, that's available. And yeah, I also do one-on-one sober medicine journeys, and they're typically 4 hours long, and we drink an amazing ancient tree tea and allow that medicine to really do its magic and sit together. And yeah, it's hard to put into words what it is, but people
well,
have said
it is, but you're talking around it, which is good, because you can't always define the mystical. You have to sit there and experience it in some way.
For sure.
So you are, of course, Jarrett Williams. Thank you for being with me today, my friend.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me, Mike.
And I'm hoping I'd have you back on sometime. We'll see what the future holds for us.
Beautiful.
This is a very interesting friendship that you and I have, because it was 2017 when we last saw each other in person, right?
Correct.
That's a while. And lots of water has gone under the bridge since that time, and lots of change has happened, and you and I have been a part of that in different ways.
For sure.
So thank you for being with me, and that's a wrap for this Casual Saints.
Thank you, everybody.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
If you're in Southern California, you might want to consider HealthyLife.net Radio for advertising. We have 18 hosts that have shows with loyal listeners just in Southern California. That means you get local advertising and the world for the same affordable price. With packages for every budget, you can't afford not to let that economic sun shine in for your business. Call now 1-800-555-5453. That's 1-800-555-5453.
When you need quality auto Parts Warehouse is fast and easy. Always get the part that fits. Just enter your vehicle type to find the parts specific to your car. Auto body parts, mirrors, brakes, suspension and steering, engines and drivetrains,
Need something yet? What about exterior and interior accessories or headlights? Auto Parts Warehouse has them. Top brands, great prices. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Auto Parts Warehouse.
Everybody down!
Dwayne Johnson here. The earthquakes you see in movies are one thing, but real life is a completely different animal. Just because you can't predict an earthquake doesn't mean that you can't prepare for one. In the event of a real earthquake, you should drop, cover, and hold on. Visit ready.gov/earthquake and practice what to do to keep you and your family safe in the event of a real earthquake, and you'll be seen as a hero by your family and your loved ones.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
Courage is just a single step away. Someone left footprints when his soul was set ablaze.